This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the next fundraiser for the Illinois Humane Society, and we'll tell you about that here in just a second, but I want to welcome in the person that's going to be telling us all about it is Sasha Wilkerson, the Director of Communications and Marketing at the Illinois Humane Society. Welcome.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back on the program once again. This is a big, important fundraiser that you're going to be having coming up, and tell us all about it.
Yeah, so Dale, this is our 21st annual Howloween Ball, and I am so excited about it. This is our, we call this our signature event. We do so many fun things at this fundraiser, but most importantly, I love that we are celebrating all of the lives that we've saved over the past year.
Here you go.
All of those wins are our community's wins just as much as they are ours.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because of the fact that you find forever homes for the animals that are at the shelter.
That's right. And some of the stories are truly heartbreaking. And you really don't think that there could be a happy ending. But to see the miracles that everybody helps create through their support, their donations, volunteering, and adopting, of course. So mark your calendars. It's going to be October 17th. At Adrian College, we are back, and doors open at 6 p.m.
Okay. Now, what's going to be happening during the ball itself?
So there's going to be cocktail hour. There's going to be dinner. There's going to be desserts, of course, so your belly's going to be happy. but there's going to be all kinds of fun games and contests and raffles and costume contests, of course. So you can dress up in costume or you can come as you are. There's going to be a live auction. We're also going to have an online auction. So tons of ways to show your support for the animals at Illinois Humane Society.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about the raffle that you're going to be having. And the license number of that is R80420. Tell us about the cash raffle and how that works.
So, Dale, I'm so excited about the cash raffle, too. So we've had tickets for sale for our cash raffle for months. And so everybody's waiting for the big day. The big day is going to be October 17th. We're doing the drawing at the Halloween Ball. So tickets are only $5 for that raffle.
Okay.
But you can win $2,500.
Phew.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And of course, even more than that is going to go back to our shelter pets. So you really get to support our shelter and take home, you know, quite a big chunk just in time for the holidays.
There you go. Yeah. You know, some money in the pocket for the holiday shopping, right?
That's right. That's right. So get your tickets now, whether it's for the event, the Halloween Ball. Those tickets are $100. And like I said, that includes dinner and all of those festivities. And then, of course, get your tickets for the cash raffle. Those are only $5.
That's right. And the big return on that.
Big return on that. Absolutely.
Now, for the evening itself, for the tickets, how can they get those?
So tickets are on sale right now, Dale. They're only on sale until September 30th. So get them right now. You can go onto our website, lenhumanesoc.org, or call us, 263-3463.
Why is it so important to have this fundraiser?
So not a lot of people realize that tax dollars do not come to our organization. We're a nonprofit. We're just a resource filling in, you know, some holes. So the only way that we exist is by our community support.
Mm-hmm.
So through donations, services at our shelter, and then, of course, fundraisers like this.
Yeah. Like you said, you don't receive any outside money that comes in. So you really do depend on the residents of Illinois County to be able to help support the Illinois Humane Society.
That's right. And we've been in existence since 1921. So our community is doing a really good job, but we still need your support.
Absolutely. And not only with this event that's coming up to support the Illinois Humane Society, but they can do that throughout the year too, can't they, Sasha?
Absolutely. There's so many fun ways to support. If you have a business and you sponsor us, you get a lot of really awesome recognition. If you sponsor the Halloween Ball, you could even get your name in lights. We feature our sponsors in ice sculptures at the event, which looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, we have a Facebook page that's got quite a lot of followers. So we post all of our daily adoptions there. Our sponsors get to be featured on those adoption posts. So it really just shows this is a very, very community-centric organization.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to adopting an animal, you have kind of like a trial period, don't you, with some of the animals that you have?
Yeah. So if you're like, okay, this is a big commitment and I think this animal is going to fit into my life, but I'm not sure. We do recommend maybe you can date before you get married. So you can take them home for a few days, see how they work out with your lifestyle, and then tie the knot if it's a good match.
That is so cool. I think that's such a great idea, too, because you want to make sure that you are compatible with your pet, with your soon-to-be pet.
That's right. It's a big deal for us, right? A lot of these animals have come from backgrounds where they couldn't find a permanent home. Mm-hmm. So anything that we can do to help make things successful for both you and the pet you're adopting, we're going to do it.
Absolutely. Can people still volunteer down at the shelter?
Every single day, and I'm not even kidding. We need you 100% of the time, and it's super fun to volunteer. There's all kinds of different duties you could do. You know, you might think of walking dogs and cleaning up after them. Of course, we need help with that. But we also have laundry and dishes and office work. So if you can think of it, we need your help.
There you go. And if they are interested, can they just stop by the shelter or call maybe?
Yeah, yep. You can do either of those. What I always recommend is going to that website, okay. lenhumanesoc.org. You can submit a volunteer application right online.
There you go.
And then our volunteer team will get you set up with an orientation, introduce you to the shelter, and then get you set up.
Wonderful, wonderful. The Lenawee Humane Society does such a wonderful job. You offer so many services that we need to keep the Lenawee Humane Society going strong because we would be lost without the Humane Society existing.
I agree. I've been a part of this organization for a very long time, and I'm still amazed by everything that we do. When I started, we were simply adopting animals out, taking them in and adopting them out.
Yeah.
And now our mission statement is saving the lives of animals while enriching the lives of humans. So humans, our people in our community, play a big part too.
Yeah.
So low-cost spay and neutering, we offer now low-cost vet care, even a pet food bank. We are here to help our people as well as our animals.
I like that. Well, the big fundraiser is coming up October 17th, the Halloween Ball coming up. And tell us time and location and how to get tickets once again, Sasha.
October 17th, the doors open at 6 p.m. We're going to be in the Adrian Tobias Room at Adrian College. Go get your tickets right now before September 30th, lenhumanesoc.org, or call us 263-3463.
$100 a ticket?
$100 a ticket, or you can get a table of eight for $600, which means you get two guests to attend for free.
There you go. All right. That sounds good, too. And then we can't forget about the cash raffle as well.
Cannot forget about that. You can win $2,500. All you need is $5 in your pocket. So come see us at our shelter, 705 West Beecher Street, to get your tickets now.
And the license number, once again, R80420. Such a great event. I know a lot of people have attended in the past and said how great of an event it is, so much fun. And you're helping out the Lenawee Humane Society as well. You know, it's a win-win situation, Sasha.
That's right. What more could you ask for?
That's right. You can't.
You can't. So thank you all. I hope you go get your tickets. I hope to see you at this event. You will not regret it.
Absolutely. Sasha, thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on the program soon.
Of course. Okay. Thank you so much, Dale.
Sasha Wilkinson, the Director of Communications and Marketing at the Lenawee Humane Society, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.